This is the Sapkar Murli of the 1st of July, 2026. Essence? Sweet children, it is the task of the one Father alone to give peace to the whole world. And this is why people say, O bestower of peace. Therefore, it is the Father who should receive the prize. Question, which children can follow the Father fully? Answer, the children who become as pure as the Father can follow him fully. Those who become true lovers can follow me, the Beloved. Only do I take such lovers back with me. It is portrayed in the scriptures that you can go across by holding on to the tail of a cow. However, there is no question here of a cow or a cow's tail. Song, you are the ocean of love. We thirst for one drop. Om Shanti. Here, there are both Bap and Dada. You children now know that the Father of souls is Shiv Baba. You know that he is the purifier and that he is incorporeal. You too are incorporeal embodiments of peace. The incorporeal Father is an embodiment of peace, and souls too are embodiments of peace. The original religion of souls is peace. Your residence is the land of peace. When they create a sacrificial fire, they call out to the bestower of peace, because God is the ocean of peace. It is the Father who gives peace to the whole world. There are many who receive peace prizes. When someone receives a prize, they say that he became instrumental in establishing peace. They mention the names of great people. However, peace is required throughout the whole world. Otherwise, those who remain peaceless make others peaceless. This is the kingdom of Ravan. Ravan is the enemy, whereas Rama is not called an enemy. People never burn an effigy of Rama, neither the Rama of the Silver Age nor the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Everyone wants there to be the kingdom of Rama, but no one knows what the kingdom of Rama is. They simply say that there should be a new world and that there should be the kingdom of Rama in New Delhi. They speak of New Delhi. It has been given many names. Delhi is the capital and it was the land of angels. Radha and Krishna are also shown to exist there. The two of them are the main prince and princess. There aren't just the two of them, there must definitely be others too. A dynasty of eight is remembered. You have to use your intellects for everything. There must be other dynasties too in the Golden Age. Look how many dynasties there are here. These dynasties keep growing until there are many. One even hears of a Maharaja of such and such a village. There are so many small villages. There aren't so many in the Golden Age. There, the names of Lakshmi and Narayan are very well known. Their kingdom continued for 2,500 years. People say that it existed hundreds of thousands of years ago. This is something to think about. This is food for souls. The Father gives spiritual food to you souls, to your intellects. The locks on your intellects have now opened. Rishis and Munis, etc., all say that they don't know the Creator or creation. You children do not say this now. You know the Creator and the beginning, middle, and end of creation. You now know your cycle of 84 births. In the beginning, you were deities, and then in the middle, when Ravan came into existence, you became vicious. It is now the end. You know that there will be the destruction of this old world, and there will then be the beginning. In the beginning, there will be the kingdom of Rama. Then the kingdom of Ravan begins in the middle. The kingdom of Ravan is now to end, and the kingdom of Rama will begin. You have to change from ordinary humans into Narayan. This is the story of the true Narayan. You know that the Srimad Bhagavad Gita is the main jewel of all the scriptures. You receive Srimad in order to become elevated. Those who are elevated are called Sri. You children know that only the Gita scripture that is called the religious scripture of the deity religion. It is through this that the deity religion is established at the confluence age. None of them in the golden age are impure, that someone would have to come and purify them. The Father now explains to you, the Gita cannot be called the purifier. You cannot become pure through the Gita. The God of the Gita is called the purifier. Remember this very well. The Gita is the scripture of the original eternal deity religion. The Mahabharata war, in which innumerable religions were destroyed and the one religion established, took place at the time of the episode of the Gita. They say that the Gita is the scripture of the deity religion. It is not called the scripture of Brahmins. There is no mention of Brahmins in the Gita. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, comes and tells you the essence of the Vedas and scriptures through Brahma. You now understand that there are no Brahmins in the Golden Age. Lakshmi and Narayan and the deities exist there. After Brahma, there is Vishnu. In the scriptures, it is portrayed that the land of Vishnu is established through Brahma. Brahma and Vishnu don't exist at the same time. The deity religion is established through Brahma. These matters have to be understood in detail. You children are now receiving your inheritance of heaven from Shiv Baba. You are those who have a right to it. There are four main religious scriptures. The Srimad Bhagavad Gita is the number one religious scripture through which the number one religion is established. Then there are those of Islam and the Buddhists. Only in the Gita it is written Srimad Bhagavad Gita. None of the other scriptures mention Srimad. There isn't a scripture remembered as Srimad Islam or Srimad Buddhist. There is only the one Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Which religion was established through it? The original eternal deity religion was established. Establishment takes place at the end. This is something that has to be understood. Baba is now teaching us as the teacher. This should remain in your intellects. Baba is our father and also our teacher. Baba grants salvation to everyone through this study, and he is therefore also the Satguru. everyone remembers the Father. They have put Sri Krishna's name in the Gita. He is not the ocean of knowledge. The Father, the ocean of knowledge, made him become like that. And so he is also the teacher. You listen to new things here. You have been listening to and reading many scriptures, etc. You are now listening directly to the Father. Previously, you were listening to bodily beings. You souls now understand that you were originally bodiless and later you then adopted bodies. Baba is also bodiless. People create a Shivalingam. Souls worship him through their bodies. You call out, O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, come and purify us impure ones. They worship a lingam, but they don't understand that he is the purifier Father, the one they have been calling out to. Shiva is God. He is Ishwar, God. They continue to remember him in this way. When you call him Baba, it enters your intellects that you will receive the inheritance from the Father. We did receive the inheritance, for this is why we worship him. The people of Bharat definitely received the inheritance. It is just that they have forgotten when they received it. You children now understand this. You children say to Baba that you have come to him. Shiv Baba enters the body of Brahma and explains to you. The name Trimurti is very well known. They have the name Trimurti Road. There is a lot of praise of the Father. You also heard in the song that he is the ocean of love, that he is the bestower of salvation for all. He is the one who gives peace and happiness to everyone. He is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness to all. He is very lovely. There is no one as lovely as he is. The Father who makes you into the masters of heaven would definitely be lovely. He is the unlimited Father. He says, children, you receive the sovereignty of heaven from me. You souls are brothers. You are now listening to the Father. All souls remember the Father. Baba, come and purify us. Souls say Baba has come to purify us. He says, children, I came to purify you 5,000 years ago. Now remember me, your Father, and all your sins will be absolved and all your sorrow will be removed. People call out, O purifier, come. They continue to clap and cry out loudly. Purifier Rama, who belongs to Sita. Therefore, this means that they are impure. This is hell. It is called the extreme depths of hell. In the Garuda Purana, they have written many fearsome stories about what you will become by doing such and such. They then say that you can go to heaven by holding on to a cow's tail. Something like that has been written in it. There is no question of animals. You mothers are those cows. Until someone catches hold of your tail, that is your back, they cannot find the path. You don't have tails. They say, we will go across by holding on to your tail. You do not hold on to anyone's tail here. But you do have to follow. Sannyasis had many followers, but to follow means to become pure. You are true followers. Shiva Baba says, I have come to take all of you back home. Remember me and your sins will be burnt. Without becoming pure, you cannot follow. Follow Shiv Baba fully. You are sitting here in order to follow him. You have been remembering me on the path of devotion. You know that souls are lovers of the Supreme Soul, the Beloved. All souls remember him, and he has come to take you back. He says, follow me, and I will take you back with me. He also explains how you have to follow him. I am pure, and you are impure, and you definitely have to become pure. You definitely have to follow him. Those who are vicious cannot follow him. In order to follow me, you have to become as pure as I am. Would I take impure ones back to the land of peace with me? So many human beings perform devotion due to pasya, or make donations and perform charity in order to receive liberation. This is because they experience sorrow here and want to return home. The father says, you definitely do have to become pure. I am pure, and this is how I purify you. I enter the body of Brahma. I am the creator, and I enter the body of this Brahma. It is portrayed that the father establishes the deity religion through Brahma. You are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. You know you have to follow Shiv Baba. The father says, remember me, and I promise you that I will take you to that pure world. There is no other way. When they say, O purifier, their vision either goes upwards or they look at water. The Ganges is not the purifier. That is just a river that has emerged from the ocean. It is your tail that they should hold on to. The father says, you have to become pure and follow me. For only then will you be able to go back with me. The father says, you used to reside with me, and then you went around the cycle of 84 births and have now become impure. Now remember me once again, and you will become pure. Sannyasis tell householders, if you want to follow me, renounce your home and family. The father says, I reside in the supreme abode. Will you also go back there with me? Or do you prefer to stay here in the ocean of poison? You have been calling out, O purifier, come. The father has now come and will take you back with him. I come every cycle to take you back with me. And then in the golden age, you remain very happy. Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of heaven. Who gave them so much happiness? Heavenly God, the Father. The Father reminds you, you celebrate my birthday. All the people of Bharat celebrate the birthday of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. This is my birthplace. Christians do not accept this. They only believe in Christ. The people of Bharat celebrate the birthday of Shiva. This is the birthplace of the Father, the purifier of all. The Father grants happiness to everyone. He is the one who liberates everyone. Therefore, Bharat is so elevated. The Father knows that according to the drama, when all my children have become unhappy, I come and give them their inheritance. The Father is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of happiness. He is giving you children your inheritance. He says, follow me. You know that you souls are full of vices, and this is why the bodies are also full of vices. You souls are pure in the golden age, and so you receive pure bodies too. The Father now says, children, become pure. It is only by having remembrance that you will become Seto Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to claim the inheritance of heaven from the Father, make it firm that all of you souls are brothers. Live with one another with a lot of love. Just as the Father is the loveliest of all, so you too have to become just as lovely. 2. Become as pure as the Father and follow him completely. In order to go back home to the land of peace with the Father, you must definitely become pure. Blessing. May you be a bestower of this knowledge and a bestower of blessings and fill weak souls with the force of powers. At present, weak souls do not have enough strength to be able to take a jump. They need some extra force. So you special souls have to fill yourselves with special power to enable them to take a jump. For this, as well as being a bestower of this knowledge, you have to become a bestower of the blessings of powers. A creator influences his creation, and so become a bestower of blessings, and give your creation the blessings of all powers. There is now a need for this service to be done. Slogan. Watch every game as a detached observer, and you will remain safe and also enjoy yourself. Avyak signal. Stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. You great tapasvi souls have to experience rays of attainment through your powerful and volcanic remembrance, and also give others that experience. Your tapasvi form is the form of giving to others. Just as the sun gives the world light and the experience of other perishable attainments, in the same way, through your tapasvi form, continue to give rays of peace and power. Om Shanti.